Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's bring in Jim Mitchell, meteorologist at the National Weather Service. Another round of strong storms possible today. Jim, what are we looking at?
Yeah, again, this afternoon, we're going to have a yet another cold front approach from the west. We're going to see some showers and embedded thunderstorms start to develop as they come through southwestern Ontario and western Lake Erie. Those look good to move in here sometime late this afternoon into the early evening. The best window at this point looks to be between about 4 and 9 p.m. this afternoon into the evening. It doesn't look, as widespread or as strong as what we saw a couple days ago. The difference this time, though, is, well, we had a nice lake shadow that was set up over the Buffalo area there, and we missed most of the storms here. Most of that was to our southeast and south. So this time we may actually see some of the storms get into the Buffalo area without that protection. So, again, the highest threat's going to be damaging winds and large hail. But we really don't see the tornado threat this time.
Ooh, okay, so damaging winds, just how strong of a wind gust are we talking about?
It looks now it could be up to 60 miles an hour.
Ooh, okay. And again, you said the lake will not be a buffer. Is it because of the direction it's coming from?
It's the winds off the lake. We're not going to have that this time. The winds are actually going to be out of the east, right ahead of this boundary as it comes in. A little bit odd, but that's the way it's going to be. So we're not going to have that nice cool air coming off the lake to keep us stable here just northeast of the lake.
Okay. Well, a lot to watch out for a little bit later on. Hey, thanks so much. Jim Mitchell with the National Weather Service joining us live this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.